Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so an eclipse, John. I did not expect to see you here. I was actually kind of – I had to double check.
Yeah, I know. I thought about it. But like I said, I'm taking next week off, so I said I better not take another day off here in the middle of nothing. So, yeah. But I saw the lunar eclipse, the total lunar eclipse.
Yeah, I noticed, man.
We had our playlist. We had everything.
I very much noticed mm-hmm. –
What are you going to do for
all
the
of that? Nothing. I don't care.
You should take your baby out.
I don't care.
Tell her she was there. And that way, in 44 years, when she catches the next one, she said, "My daddy took me out." That's a great story. Hey,
in about 6 years, she going to be wanting to do something like that.
Yeah.
You won't have to take her.
Think that's about good. That.
She's like, six.
You're in your rocking chair.
60s. I mean,
you're in your rocking
hopefully
chair.
Hopefully, she'll grow out of it eventually.
She's 44 years old. And she's like, "I'm going to go to the total solar eclipse because my daddy took me out 44 years ago." Dude, it's a great story. You got to do it. Take her out to the balcony. Take her out to the backyard.
I'm good on that. I'm okay. That's a no for me, dog. Big sports weekend. So you had the women's Final Four. And then you had the women's championship. Then you had the men's Final Four. You had some interesting activity involving the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Some really interesting. Like CJ, if you thought CJ Stroud and Stephon Diggs were going to blow up on each other, it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's already happened. It might not be what you think, but it is definitely already happened. Those two are already kind of going at each other. We'll hear that at 10:20. Man, I didn't know this is where
going at each other.
I thought it was going to take a little bit of time.
It's already
he's already yelling at him, man.
Live wire
already yelling back and forth.
Yeah.
So there we go. And then we had yesterday the big news where you're trying to run the best coach in town out of town.
No, I am not.
The Kentucky Wildcats. John Calipari decides to go to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And John Lopez is trying to get Kelvin Sampson to Arkansas
sooner rather than later. I am not. I merely said, "What's up, Kelvin Sampson?"
Can you see Figgy in there?
Yeah.
Like, where is he?
Well, not this way. I can see him better off the glass than turning around.
What is going on?
Let me
on
cut
there?
The light on, man.
I mean, my God, looks like he's trying to like protect his identity. Goodness like, gracious.
He's a witness.
What is with these people, man?
There we go.
There you go. Thank you,
hey,
man.
Hey, so Ben had the light now.
Okay.
I usually come in, I wait to get settled in, and I cut the light on.
Goodness gracious,
mm-hmm.
man.
I mean, my God. I didn't want to come in and sitting brighten in the light squinting. While he's still working.
I feel like I'm looking at the eclipse without glasses.
I hear him, but I can't see.
Golly. Sitting there saying something. Where is that coming from?
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't want Kelvin Sampson to leave.
Yeah, you do.
No, I do not.
You're trying to get him to Kentucky.
I do not.
Why does his name not come up, though? Is that not interesting?
He's a 9-1 favorite. He's fifth favorite.
Okay, in Vegas, yeah. But I see all these lists, and I've seen like 15 names, and I haven't heard the name Kelvin Sampson.
No, I got the odds first thing this morning, and he's 9-1, which is pretty decent odds. All I'm saying is, you know they're going to have to kick the tires on everybody, and that includes Kelvin Sampson, all the big names. All the big names are going to be part of it. I have a little bit of a theory on Kentucky basketball, though.
Okay.
I don't think it's as good a job as it used to be. I don't think it's close to as good a job as it used to be.
That's cool. I won't push back on that. I don't know. I mean, sure.
They're NIL. They're like 46th in the country in NIL money.
Yeah, it is kind of weird when coach leaves Kentucky for Arkansas.
You know what?
I mean, no offense, Clint, but
No, you're right, but that's
talking about Arkansas.
Everybody's saying it's that's Sam Walton money. It's that Walton money. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be involved, but it was the Tyson Chicken guy. It was the Tyson Foods guy. He and Calipari are tight. Like, they've talked about it in the past.
Good nuggets, man.
It's the nuggets.
Good nuggets, good tenders.
It's the Tyson Chicken guy that brought him over.
Good nuggies, good tenders. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tyson Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, big, big fan. You got it. The problem with Tyson, though, the biggest issue with Tyson is you got to put the oven up 25, 30 degrees.
I don't know.
Comes out a little soft.
I mean, I've bought the whole Tyson chickens, the raw ones, the fresh ones, but I can't remember the last time I did the Tyson nuggets in the oven.
Yeah, you got to figure it out. You got to up it.
You're going to be a nugget king now that your little baby's going to start growing.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kids love nuggets.
She had a day yesterday.
What'd she do?
She's just really loud, man. Screaming a lot, trying to talk. Little concerned. Wife wants to take her to Hawaii.
Oh, good.
At the start of the month. I'm worried about her on a plane.
Why?
Because everybody's like so negative when there's a crying baby on the plane.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I've seen instances where people are disappointed by it, and I used to kind of roll my eyes at it. It didn't like make me upset, but
I think the exact opposite is true these days. I think couples with babies or a person with a baby gets more sympathy on an airplane.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
People will put up with it. I mean, unless it's like a toddler. So I'm talking about babies.
Yeah, I was about to say, it depends what age, man.
At what age are you not a toddler?
Like, I think toddler starts at about 18 months, but that's still pretty good because they're little. Once you get to two.
If they're about 4 years old, man, and they whining.
Yeah, that's different.
Like, all right, man.
Yeah, because you can control that. Anywhere from 2.5 to 4, that's on the parents, and everybody on the plane hates you. Okay. But younger, you're going to be fine. You're going to get sympathy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to make
sure. You
should
go, man. I'm going to Costa Rica next week.
What do you mean I should go? Of course I'm going.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to cancel the trip?
No, I'm saying you should take her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Hawaii next month, man. Post-draft.
Nice. See, I'm going pre-draft. We planned this well.
Post and pre. Rotate. Who's in next week?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make some requests.
Let's see. Monday is... No, it's not. but yeah, it's bucket list time for me, man. It didn't really get real till today because we're leaving Saturday morning. But as many places as I've fished... I mean, not to like humble brag or whatever, but I've fished all over. Like everywhere I've gone, I've fished. I've never caught a billfish. In other words, a sailfish or a marlin. So that's the goal. Sailfish or marlin when I get to Costa Rica next week. That's going to be badass if I do.
You ain't going to catch nothing and you ain't going to reel it in. All you're going to do is sit there with the picture.
Hell no.
You ain't going to reel it. You're going to sit there with the picture. You're just going to do it for the gram.
No.
You're not even a fisherman anymore, John.
What are you talking about? What world are you living in?
You're a marketer. You're not even fishing. You're not out there in the sticks.
I fish every week just about.
Yeah, you're not even doing your own line. I heard you ask Scott to, last time you lost a hook, you asked Scott to tie the hook for you. Who would win a hook tying contest between you and Captain Scott Knoll?
Oh, that's a good bet. I'm pretty quick. But we had a conversation about a casting contest, which you saw me throw a lure into a trash can from 50 yards. I don't know if I would win against those guys, Captain Scott, Captain Dean. They're really good, but I'd be close. I'd be in the hunt. I'd be close. Marlin or sailfish? That's the goal.
I think they'd both whoop your ass.
No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't whoop my ass.
But they'd win.
It would be close. I might win.
You ain't beating Scott Knoll.
I might.
Scott Knoll could probably do it with his teeth.
I'm in the same category as him. In terms of casting and tying knots. And
as far as just toughness.
Toughness? What? What are you talking about?
I mean, like country tough. Scott Knoll's country tough.
Country tough is Captain Dean.
Yeah, Captain Dean too, but yeah. Scott Knoll too.
Yeah, they're
bit by a damn snake 3 times.
He's building his own house by hand.
Yeah.
Like everything. Oh. That's a tough dude.
Might be taking it too far. You got to look out for him. What are you sipping on?
Cold brew. I do it every day.
Okay.
Yeah, every day in my little Stanley cup.
You fill that whole thing up?
No, just about right there. Just about halfway, yeah.
Otherwise, just making sure that's a lot.
Otherwise, I'd be wired, man.
Or puking.
So I need your vibes, loopholes. Sailfish, marlin next week. It's got to happen.
713-572-416. Give Lopez the vibes.
I need the vibes.
So who are you going with?
Captain Dean and his wife.
Yeah. And Jan. So y'all are doing a double date vacation?
Yeah, man. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, man. Double date vacay, huh?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
So y'all going to be together the whole time?
Well, I'm sure we'll go our own way occasionally, but yeah. Yeah.
So speaking of,
are
double
you down
dates,
on couples vacations?
No, I'm not. I'm not down on them. I don't know.
What's wrong with if you're tight with the people?
I don't know.
See, it's very key who you go with, and Dean and Carrie are they're awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
We are just fishing, anyways.
Well, no, we're doing everything.
If it weren't a fishing trip, would you take him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He hesitated.
No. Because
he hesitated. You see that?
Because they've been there like 5 times. This is my first trip, so dang straight, and they're cool.
Okay, so if it were just a go out, you would take him.
We're only going out like,
I mean, fishing y'all's bond.
We're gonna be there like 7 nights. We're only going out like 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
The rest is just gonna be vacay, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you would.
Yeah, I would. Okay. I would.
All right, there you go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Astros, they're looking for the, I've told you how I'm judging the Astros. I have a new mindset. You guys can roll your eyes. You can do whatever the hell you want. I don't care. This is how I watch the Astros now, one series at a time.
Okay.
One series at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're 1-1 in series.
Being a good teammate.
They have a chance to tie it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they beat the Rangers tonight, they can go 1-1-1.
Just focus on what you can control.
One series at a time, baby. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it one game at a time. One series at a time. 1-1. Let's get that split out there at Globe Life Field.
By the way, you made a very grammatical error, a usage error in your rundown today.
Well, it's not an essay. It's not a column. What do you mean?
Well, but you said today is the rubber game.
Yeah,
it's not.
What do you mean?
The rubber game breaks a tie.
Yeah. I had it wrong.
Ooh, well, actually, guy.
Yeah, rubber game. But I know it's not the rubber game. I have it in there. It's to look for the tie.
Here's how I watch the Astros, and I'm not proud to say this. I don't feel like they're the same Astros, and I'm more waiting for the other shoe to drop than for something good to happen. Like even last night, I'm watching this game and Ronel Blanco is just dealing again. By the way, there was no way he was going to get another no-hitter, like 0% chance that he was going to do that because of all the pitches he was throwing. But anyway, like here comes Montero, and that one is understandable because I didn't trust him last year, and I'm like, oh God, he's going to spit the bit. Then he doesn't. Then here comes Presley, who was awful the day before and looked like he was just crossing his fingers that he would get outs. Even after the last out, he went like, holy moly, that was, you know, finally, or whatever he said there. And then here comes Hader. And Hader throws so many pitches and gives up such hard contact. Like, I'm watching the Astros.
No, the bullpen, if the bullpen's not elite, then all your optimism for this season, either something else happens that you didn't expect, or then all the hopes that you had are just gone.
Like, the last several years I've watched the Astros, all right, let's see who's going to make it happen. now this year, I'm like, oh, who's going to screw
Ryan
up?
Ryan Presley's broken. Did you see what he said yesterday after he got a scoreless inning?
It was something like,
effing finally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His ERA is near 20. Yeah, he appears to be broken. The Astros are in a weird spot.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say this, though. Mm-hmm. I'm witnessing one of the dumbest things that I've ever seen in my life when it comes to fanhood. And I actually called them out about it over there, up 45 at 105.3 The Fan, the official home of the Rangers. This is just dumb. And I cannot understand this. I know sometimes pride gets you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Texas pride can be taken too far. I've lived everywhere in Texas. I wear Texas shirts. I wear hats with Texas logos on it. Yeah. I have more Texas. I'm so glad to be from Texas. Yeah. Like it is the best.
I'm more Texas than anybody.
I am. From the west to the east to the south to the north. All over. I've been all over. But this is Texas pride gone wrong, and this is just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So at Globe Life, or what do they even call it now? AmeriQuest, whatever the hell they call the Rangers Stadium. They have, I will say this, they have some of the best food options in the game, in sports. It's better than the juice box. The food options are better.
Yeah.
I can concede that.
Mm-hmm.
They just opened something this weekend.
Oh.
And I saw people celebrating it and saying, thank you so much. And this has to be the most idiotic, moronic, stupid, financially ridiculous, just dumb things that I've ever seen in my entire life.
You're right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're right.
Figgy, do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
All right. They opened a Whataburger at the ballpark.
Yeah.
And there are people taking pictures of this Whataburger and saying, oh, thank God they did this. Oh, my goodness. They opened a Whataburger at the ballpark. And there's like a line, and there's one of these guys, Peyton, who hosts the morning show with Sean and RJ, sitting there saying, thank God I can get... That's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, just the burgers that they make, just get those. They're nice, fresh, on-the-grill burgers with fries and all that stuff. You can literally get a Whataburger on every corner. I can name you three Whataburgers within a two-mile vicinity of that ballpark. Oh, by the way, they're cheaper, and that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me you're going to the ballpark. Oh, by the way, 24/7.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it closing. You can get it 24/7. You can get it cheaper. If you go to a ballpark and you get Whataburger, you in Texas, you're one of the biggest idiots in the world. That is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my entire life. If anything, just go to Whataburger before. It's going to taste better. It's going to be cheaper. There are all types of options. You could go get anything you want. There is elite ballpark food anywhere. If you go to the ballpark and you get Whataburger, you're one of the biggest dumbasses in the world. That is so dumb. I can't even fathom it. Seriously, John.
No, you're right.
It's everywhere.
That's kind of like, to me, that's kind of like when you go out of town and somebody want to get McDonald's. It's like, why are you trying to get McDonald's? Let's get something that you could get.
Yeah.
But at least it costs the same. And at least sometimes it's just the easiest thing. This is literally going to a ballpark. You're surrounded by elite options, like everything you can think of.
Yeah.
It's like going to a fair and you're getting Whataburger, which, oh, by the way, like, Trill Burgers is one thing, because Trill Burgers, there's one location.
It's only
it's
one.
Packed. Yeah, it's hard to get. Okay, let's go get a Trill Burger.
Yeah.
Whataburger, if NRG opened Whataburger and people were like, thank God. Okay, I can think of, there's one right there.
You can see it.
There's two.
Yeah.
There's three. There's four. There's five. We can go all the way here to the loop. There's six. Oh, right there towards Westheimer, there's another one. There's seven.
Yeah.
You're excited that Whataburger's at the ballpark? What is it, crack? It's not crack.
It's not.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
The thing that you said.
Dumbest thing I've ever
the
seen.
The thing that you said that's most interesting is, like, the regular burgers would,
they're awesome.
Would beat a Whataburger.
Yes. They're on the grill. They're thick.
Yeah. Whataburger's supposed to be, like, quick, good, reliable.
It's a fast food.
Yeah, quick, good, reliable. That kind of thing.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Why don't they just open an HEB so people can get their grocery shopping done at the game?
Or put a McDonald's. Put a McDonald's in there, and then
they're walking out of the game with three
or
four
plastic bags. Put
the
Burger King in,
brother. This is the thing. All right, so I think I gave Figgy's wife a hard time because we went to the game, the Astros game, and she went and got Pluckers.
Yeah,
brother, there's only three that you can go to. You have to go inside. You have to sit down. A lot of times, Pluckers are lines, so I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Shake Shack, same thing. There's a few. A lot of times it's a pain in the ass.
Heck, El Tiempo.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, El Tiempo, you're getting margaritas.
Yeah.
And you're and you're getting nachos and you're getting it quick. You're not having to go
and
in.
And that's top-notch stuff, though.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're going to Whataburger. You're probably paying like $16 for a number one, number two, whatever. And you can literally get it on the corner everywhere 24/7. That's just idiotic.
You can get it on the way home.
Yeah. That's just really stupid.
Yes.
It's just really stupid.
I saw that and I was like, I saw the line. The line is what got me. I'm like,
it's unbelievable.
Come on, man.
It's unbelievable.
Come on, man.
It's insane. I cannot believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Astros looking to tie up the Rangers today. So we'll see how that goes down. It's amazing.
I'd rather get what's in the ballpark that I can't get outside of the ballpark.
There's no situation. Like, it's not like and a lot of people take trips to the yard, like at the Astros game or at the Rangers game, and you're coming from like a small town. Whataburger's there too. There's four of them. It's not like, I'm from Angleton, so I can't get any water. No, you damn sure can. There's
anywhere.
Eight of them.
Pretty much
there's eight of them right there, 24/7 for you as well. It's not even like it's all over. It's everywhere.
We're coming from San Antonio. What should we get at the game? I don't know. Whataburger?
Just imagine sitting at the game eating some Whataburger, man.
And you're sitting
the
there with like gourmet hot dogs, gourmet burgers.
Yeah.
Like all the
could
crazy
get some barbecue, man. Get some brisket or something,
like,
man.
You know, at the beginning of the year when they always show like the released foods?
Yeah.
Whataburger number one. Stupid. It's absolutely silly. Coming up, CJ Stroud and Stephon Diggs, they're already yelling at each other. It's already happening. You'll hear what it sounded like. And also, there's a narrative about this Diggs trade that I think needs to be set straight. We'll discuss next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.